Shreveport, Alexandria, Weber, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
And let's see, I work somewhere at Lake Charles. That's about it.
How long did you live in those sites?
Oh, not long. Get the red ass and get up and leave.
Get the red ass?
Well, if the boss would talk a little bit too damn rough, I'd tell him to kiss my ass and walk off.
Mr. Johnson, what do they call this community here?
Johnson.
Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
No shit?
Mm-hmm. Of course, my granddad was the first man to come in here.
Yeah.
If I could find that doggone piece of paper, I could tell you exactly when he moved here.
Yes. Well, can you tell me about your grandfather? This is your grandfather and your father's side, right?
This is a Spanish grant. 400 acres. Now let's not go no further until we get that straight. My granddaddy and three other boys left home during Texas and Mexican conflict. That was way back in 18 what? You studied history?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. And they come, I don't know how they got to Carthage, Texas, on the Sabine River. And when they got there, it was over with. So they just drifted. One went one way, and one went another. And my granddaddy drifted down there around Evergreen. And I guess he went to work for some farmer, you know.
Yes.
And finally, he got him a sweetheart, and he married.
Yeah.
And that's where she inherited the Spanish grant. Well, I guess they took a pig trail from Evergreen and come out here. And I can go show you the spot where he built the first log house.
Really?
Well, they lived down there until the Red River run them out. They didn't know nothing about the country, you know. And he put it too far down the hill. He overflowed. So he moved up there. You see that big pecan tree up yonder?
Well, yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Well, he built him a two-story log house.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I was born.
Yeah, two-story log house?
Yeah.
How'd you build that house? I mean, what was
slaves. You see, down there on the river and the lake down there was nothing but cypress, you know.
Yes.
Then going down there and cut them cypress down, cut them in the length they wanted, and pull them up here with oxen, I reckon.
Did you went to school here?
Yeah, that's here about a mile.
That's it.
Riddle school.
Can you tell me how far you got through school?
Yeah. Seventh grade.
Really? Did they didn't have school too far back in those days, did they?
Seventh was all they had. You had to go to Marksville or somewhere else, you know, high school. And shit, that was too far to drive.
Yes. Did y'all have, was it just 3 months a year?
No, we had 6 months. I think it was 6 months when I started. When it first started, it was 3 months. The Riddle School.
Yes.
That was a log house.
Uh-huh.